Most deaths from cancer occur when the disease spreads or metastasizes to other parts of the body. And we've already discussed about what might be going on at a molecular level, but we don't really know what's going on at a physical level. What does it actually look like? And now a team from Huubrecht Instituut in the Netherlands have developed a technique to allow them to peer into organs within the body and watch metastasis taking place. This gives us really important clues as to how it happens and potentially a way to find drugs to stop it. Now we're joined by Dr. Jaco van Reenen. He's one of the scientists behind the work. Hello, Jaco.
Hello.
So tell me a bit about why you decided to do this. Why can't we look at cancer spreading right now?
The big problem is that you would like to see which cells are growing out or not. And what we did before is we took, for example, a biopsy, so tissue sections, and we just visualized it on the microscope and we looked through the cells. That gives you just a snapshot. So you can, for example, see thousands and thousands of cells that arrive in the liver, but you have no idea which cells will grow into metastasis or not. Of course, you can also look at later stages, and then you can see the tumors that grew out. The problem there is that you have no idea which cells didn't make it and why they didn't make it. So what we now did, we developed technology where we labeled the tumor cells in mice, and we could see on the microscopes how these tumor cells arrive in the liver and how they grow out into a full metastasis.
So this is kind of real-time imaging of cancer spreading. How does it work? How can you actually see into a liver? You're doing this in mice, I guess.
Yes. You can just think of an airplane. So if you look to an airplane and you would like to see inside the airplane, you do not see anything because the light within the airplane doesn't penetrate the wall of the airplane. However, if you now go to the little windows of the airplane and you look through the glass, you suddenly see exactly what's going on there. We do exactly the same. So we invent a little window which is consists of a titanium ring with a small piece of glass. And it's very small, but we can implant into the belly of a mouse. And through this little window, we can see what's going on inside this mouse. And we can start really to visualize the individual cells that arrive in the liver and how they grow out.
So tell me about some of the things that you can see through these tiny, tiny windows on cancer.
So for example, what we observed is that tumor cells that arrive, not every tumor cell is growing out, but what we observe that the ones that do grow out, they leave the blood vessels and they migrate a little bit, and then they start to grow. And what you would expect is that if a tumor cell starts to grow, you expect a little ball of cells that is growing and growing and growing. But surprisingly, what we observed is that the cells that start to appear after a few rounds of multiplications is that the cells do not stick together. They don't form a very dense little ball, but they more form a larger ball where the cell density is very low. And then slowly over time, this tumor condense slowly. And if you then visualize over time what the behaviors of the tumor cells in the different stages, in these early stages where these cells are not really connected to each other, they're very motile. And we found that if you block this motility, this really blocks the growth of this tumor into these bigger tumors.
So the key is actually the movement, not just the division, the multiplication of the cells.
Well, we actually observe that these two things are connected. So if you are able to use drugs that block this movement of these cells, you also block the growth of these cells. And we use drugs that, if we look to cell cultures, if we use this drug, you can see that it stops, they still proliferate. If we now look in vivo inside the mouse and we see at these fairly early stages and we use the same drug, you can see that the cells stop moving, but then also stop proliferating, so stop growing.
What do you think that these experiments could tell us about how cancer may be spreading in humans? Do you have hope that these same drugs or developing these chemicals you're testing into drugs could potentially stop cancer spreading in humans?
Well, I think the most important thing is that this is fundamental research, right? So we have many questions that we just would like to answer is how is a tumor cell growing into a metastasis? Our research is just a proof of principle, and we see now something new, and whether this holds true in humans, we have to do much more research. Of course, we did just one type of cancer. If you would really want to know whether this helps in the clinic, you have to find out whether this holds true in many types of cancer. But of course, you know, with this technique and our new technology, we have now the ability to really search for drugs that can block a potential new drug targets that we could never really look or investigate before.
Finally, how did it feel when you actually got this to work?
That was really amazing. You know, you just think about it all the time, and you always think about static images. So you think that that's a tumor cell and they are just growing, but you have no idea what's going on there. And when I saw that for the first time, that you really see it moving, that you really can see how it's growing, of course, it was very exciting, but kind of terrifying as well, because you realize that the mechanism that you see is causing the death of many people. So scientifically, I was very excited, but as just a human being, it was kind of terrifying as well.
Thank you very much. That's Jacco van Reenen from the Hubrecht Institute in the Netherlands discussing the research that he and his team have published in Science Translational Medicine this week.